latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester United headlines, and we'll start with the very latest on the future of Juan Mata at Old Trafford. The Spaniard will only be sold by United this summer if he demands a move. That's according to the latest reports. The midfielder looked unhappy to be substituted only 30 minutes after initially coming on in the Community Shield win over Leicester on Sunday. Boss Jose Mourinho was quick to explain that the decision, he said, was based purely on the aerial threat that the Foxes would pose in the final minutes in the match at Wembley. Mata, though, has fallen further down the pecking order at United following the recent arrival of Henrik Mkhitaryan from Borussia Dortmund. The 28-year-old also now looks to be in a battle with Jesse Lingard and Wayne Rooney to try and fill one of the remaining attacking positions under Mourinho. Mata is still keeping his options open. He's been linked with a move away this summer. Everton apparently among the clubs interested. And he will also remember that he was squeezed out at Chelsea when Mourinho was in charge there. However, United insiders have insisted that they are happy to retain Mata in their ranks and would only consider a sale if the player now tells them that he wants out. Juventus apparently are also keeping an eye on Mata's situation. Meanwhile, Mourinho has had another dig at Arsene Wenger and Jurgen Klopp, suggesting that they are not at clubs big enough to sign Paul Pogba. Mourinho branded his Arsenal counterpart Wenger and Liverpool boss Klopp not ethical after they questioned the fee that the Red Devils were reportedly set to splash out on Pogba. And following United's announcement in the early hours of Tuesday that Pogba had officially signed, Mourinho said, "I know the discussion, I understand that. Sometimes in football things happen and the club breaks the record. But this is only possible at clubs like Man United. When I heard some of the comments and heard some of the managers criticising that, I don't think they ever have this problem. Because to have this problem, you need to be at one of the top clubs in the world. So at Man United it can happen," he said.